Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Jane doesn't mind an apartment with no elevator.
5 flights of stairs is 5 flights of cardio.
Bob is a little less enthusiastic about stairs.
I hate stairs.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle renters and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Jane and Bob found an apartment that's a 4-story walk-up. And Bob?
Yeah, there's a freight elevator she doesn't know about.
What were you talking about?
Nothing.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
What's that sound? Oh, it's us. Welcome back. It's the Bob and Tom Show. Did I scare you?
Scared me to death.
That's my job. Now, do you remember what I told you during the break?
What you told me during the break?
Don't act like you don't know.
What?
It's about...
No more Merry Fistmas?
Precisely. Now, the way this works is when I tell you that, you don't repeat it.
Got it.
Now, let's pretend we're just starting over. Welcome back to the Bob and Tom Show. Thanks for joining us. We are live in the Napa Auto Parts Studios.
We're coming up with titles for Christmas movies.
Coming up is the fabulous Napa Tool of the Week, which Chick McGee may be winning.
I've never won, and I would consider it an honor.
This may be your day. I thought we had a winner. Speaking of tools, wait a minute, that doesn't work.
Here we go.
We're all here. How about a quick introduction? That's Christy Lee. She's the lovely lady with the blonde hair at the Bob and Tom News Desk. Chick McGee, nice, handsome man.
Thank you.
He looks much like Ernest Hemingway 2 years after he put a shotgun in his mouth.
After?
What the hell?
Oh, sorry, before.
That would be a little skeletal, I don't think.
Yeah, we put a comparison shot, one of the most famous pictures of Ernest Hemingway next to a picture of Chick McGee, and there was quite the similarity with the distinguished-looking gray beard.
I get Ernest Hemingway, I get Sean Connery, I get Burt Reynolds from
Sean
Boogie
Connery.
Nights. I get...
What, Sean Connery after a terrible accident?
I can see Sean Connery if he was, like, doing a movie where he, like, before and after movie, you know? like Raging Bull?
It's like my buddy Daniel Tosh told me that I look like George Clooney if Clooney had been stung by every bee that ever existed.
Oh, God.
Thank you, Daniel.
Okay, well, sure. Chick McGee's right over there. That was the voice of comedian Bert Kreischer, and Josh Arnold is right over there. And once again, our topic was...
I have beard jealousy when Bert comes in. I love his beard.
Oh. It's a good one.
He's one of the thick beards that I like.
You know I'm in a beard contest right now.
Are you?
Really? No, yeah. Oh, yeah. This is pretty epic. Tom Segura and I are in a weight loss contest. We're both obese on the BMI scale. And so Ari Shaffir said, if you guys can get out of obesity and just into overweight, which is 227 pounds for both of us, then he's
What do you know, may I ask?
You're like 250, right? 245?
I was 256 at Thanksgiving, and then I stopped drinking for 4 days and dropped down to 241.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's a lot of drinking.
Women everywhere hate you right now.
And so right now I'm at 237, 235.
God.
And so if Tom and I can do it, then Ari's got to pay for a trip. And then if either of us can't get into it, then we've got to pay for the trip. Now, Tom and I...
What's the beard component? I don't understand.
Tom and I step the bet up, and whoever loses the most weight gets to shave the loser's beard.
Shave
the other person's beard. And by the way, I have a rash inside my beard that I got from some Vietnamese kid. So
what?
In Vietnam, they don't have beards like this. They're like, men don't have them. So we were walking through the jungle, and we rolled up on a village, and I looked like Chupacabra to these kids because I come out with a beard like, you know, just, and I'm loud. Like, I am just, hey, guys, and I had Skittles, so I'm giving the kids Skittles.
Okay, so it wasn't like in a Gary Glitter kind of.
No.
Just wanted to clarify.
The kids wanted to rub their fingers through my beard and feel
gotcha.
It.
Gotcha.
And so I acquired a rash.
Young Vietnamese.
Got a little something. Yeah.
All right. Think of
Rock and Roll Part 2.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Gary Glitter.
A little obscure.
Gary, what if I was and I told you that story? So I roll up into this village. I'm drunk. I'm stumbling.
I see Gary. Yeah.
Isn't he in some kind of a prison right now?
Yes.
He is. Absolutely.
Once again, we were.
I'm sorry.
We were trying to develop a title for a women in prison Christmas film.
Chained Heat kind of thing, only, but in a
with a Christmassy time. Theme, because Christy had the story about the young lady who's been sentenced to jail by a judge.
Christmas in jail. Christmas in jail. Had a little too much to drink.
Are you ready to laugh at yourself?
Yeah.
Are you ready, Tom,
yeah, okay.
to laugh a little bit at yourself?
Yeah, of course.
Somebody said, can't believe Tom hasn't mentioned his favorite Christmas movie, Third Jailer In.
a nice variation. Third Man is my go-to porno title.
Yeah.
But there's no Christmas component.
Yeah.
I guess Third Reindeer in, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah. We're getting a lot of... remember, there has to be something that makes it women in prison. So many of the ones we're getting would be interesting Christmas adult film titles. But if it doesn't have a... like, for example, here's a good one.
Okay.
This comes to us from what us call Mr. Zimmerman.
George?
No, Bob? That would be George Zimmer.
Oh.
or
no, George Zimmer. Isn't George the clothing guy? Yeah.
That's George Zimmer.
No, right? George Zimmerman's the guy that shot Trayvon Martin.
Well, there's that, yeah.
Takes all the comedy.
By the way, I always used to mix up him and Andrew Zimmer. Andrew Zimmer.
Bizarre Foods?
Yes, food guy?
And I used to always call Andrew Zimmer George Zimmerman. Oh. And he's like, will you please stop doing that?
Did any wonder Bert and I get along so well?
Here's Spreading Joy.
Yes.
Yeah.
See that, all right. Again, that one, if you had it with the poster.
Right.
Where Joy is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, splayed out.
I like Spreading Joy. That's a good one. Right now, I can't think of one Christmas movie.
I got one that I'm worried you're going to
get. We had The Gift of the Vagi.
Yeah. I think it's really funny.
A little rough.
And silly, but you can't get mad at me.
Yes, I can.
Her Nest Saves Christmas.
Okay, so it's a 70s.
Oh, that's that's an Ernest Saves Christmas reference.
Yes. Her Nest. Oh, I like that. I like that.
It's
that,
horrible and funny all at the same time. Wow, Her Nest Saves Christmas.
Yeah, and make it look like the old Jim Varney poster. And,
yeah, right.
Yeah, no.
Ooh, I got one. Adult film star Tori Black stars in A Christmas Tory.
Yeah, not bad. Yeah.
I like this game.
Yeah. Christmas Tory.
I like Chris's. That's good. What was that again, Chris? What was yours?
Have a Holly and Holly Christmas.
Oh, nice!
That's nice. You could do... Wait a minute. No, that's too religiously offensive. Sorry. Never mind. Sorry. Mary spelled M-E-R-R-Y.
Right.
Okay, sorry. Okay, calm down, Christy.
For people who like feet, under Misty's toes.
Yeah, but there's no lady.
There's a lady. Christmas in Canada, but I'm not going to finish.
Thank you.
Oh my God.
I have a question. Was Meet Me in St. Louis a Christmas film?
Well, yeah. Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas is from that.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Is that Judy Garland? Meet Me
Yes, yeah.
So this is... Meet Me in Lois. I do like it. Again, if it had the right poster, it would work just fine.
I will get that.
This, whatever it is, I'm sure it worked.
We're not here. Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Hey!
Oh!
Gordo!
Gordon Lightfoot. Hey, Gordon.
How's it going?
Hi, how are you?
Hey, Gordon, congratulations. You're back out on tour. You're doing great.
Yeah.
All your big hit songs.
Having a great time. Just finished up a tour up there in Canada.
Great.
I'm actually taking some time off to work on this musical, this Christmas musical I'm working on, and you guys already started talking about that.
Oh, is it a musical about women in prison at Christmas time?
Yeah, it's a holiday miracle movie. It's called Miracle on Cell Block 34.
Uh-huh. Sounds good. Would you have any of the tunes written?
Oh, yeah, I've been working on it like crazy.
Can you? Well, we'd love to hear one. Gordon Lightfoot, ladies and gentlemen, the great Canadian singer and songwriter.
Sure. Maybe you'd like this one here. Ruby, the redhead cellmate, had a very gifted tongue. When you're a gal in prison, that's what people call well hung. Set the tone for them.
Yeah, I don't know much about prison slang. That's good to know, then. So that's sort of educational.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, learn some of the lingo. There's on the first day of Christmas, my cellmate gave to me an orgasm.
So that's
a generous cellmate.
That's prison lingo, or would that be
prison lingus?
I was going to just let the audience. Never mind. Gordon Lightfoot's our guest, all the way from Canada, the great singer and songwriter.
Part that kind of slows down. Uh-huh.
This is once again about women's prison and Christmas. Okay, go ahead.
Come, she told me, Num, 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 num.
You know, Gordo, I think this is getting a little offensive, frankly.
Num, 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 oh, no, it's all good there. I mean, well, you probably won't like it. If you didn't like that, you won't like
it. Oh, great. It's...
Up on the top bunk, lick, lick, lick. Locked up for Christmas without no fella.
Okay, we got you. All right, thanks.
Did you want to hear the Jewish song real quick? It's dildo, dildo, dildo. I made you
hella clay. Oh, what an uncomfortable one.
Well, I'm glad we offended people of various faiths.
Oh, crap. Look at the time.
Okay, yeah, thanks very much. This is the Bob and Tom Show. Welcome back to the Bob and Tom Show. Thanks very much for joining us. We're live in the Napa Auto Parts Studios. The legendary Bert Kreischer is in the studio with us. His beard is growing as we speak.
Oh, it's beautiful. It's gorgeous. Gorgeous. Yeah,
and don't take this the wrong way. I know you're in this kind of you're in this weight loss battle with Tom Segura, but right now you could be a really good Santa at middle age.
Oh yeah. I could like Santa
you
when
got
he's
the voice.
When he's, like he tells his elves, "I'm lost. I don't know what I'm doing with my life."
Yeah,
and they're like, "I think you should focus on the Santa thing." And he's like, "You think? Yeah, you're good at it. Your giggle, your ho 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 thing sells. It's, yeah. You're brand friendly.
That's right, Santa.
That'd be a great movie. The year that Kris Kringle became Santa.
Yeah,
the midlife crisis that turns you into Santa Claus.
I've had a few of those.
And also,
yeah, but
it's
his beard's not white. He'd have to turn his beard.
That's
white.
Because he's a middle-aged Santa Claus.
I'm still the Santa that parties.
Yeah,
remember
same.
There was Santa Claus Christmas without Santa Claus wasn't midlife Santa. He had red hair. Remember? It was one of the Rankin Bass.
Yes, he did have red hair.
Presentation.
This would be a good idea.
Put one foot
live
in
action.
Front of the other, and soon you'll be walking across the floor.
So what you do is you're taking our gig for Bert Kreischer. We finally get him a nice role, and now you're turning it into an animated claymation thing? You just wrote him out of the whole thing.
It might have been stop action, but we could use his voice.
Okay.
Yeah. He's got a great. He's has an infectious.
You do have
laugh.
A nice Santa at middle age voice.
I feel like it. It's okay, getting deeper the older I get. If you look at like videos of me when I got mauled by the bull for Hurt Bert,
right?
My voice is like this.
I don't know.
Maybe it's the bull mauling you that caused.
Yeah, maybe it was.
The cigarettes and the booze.
The cigars and the booze.
Oh, sorry.
Bull mauling
will
make a voice go up normally,
yeah.
But
yeah. Sure.
Yeah. Where are we? Oh, I know. This is the Bob and Tom program. We're in the Napa Auto Parts Studios, and coming up, it is the Napa Tool of the Week, and I've got a really good nominee.
Is it me?
No, if you keep doing these movie titles that I'm so sorry I brought
up. Like Amazing Face?
Well, I guess we can turn off two mics now. We're trying to create a title
for
a Women in Prison Christmas movie.
I have no idea. Flossie the No-Man.
Instead of Frosty the Snowman, there's no man in prison.
Yeah.
So
who's Flossie? Why is she saying no?
Because
that's why you got to see the movie.
No, she's no. There's no
Flossie,
man. So
no
Flossie.
Man. See Flossie.
Oh,
yeah.
See, maybe
thank
it could
you.
Be Amazing
I
Face starring Flossie No Man.
There you go.
Babes in Toyland was a pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Or it could be about recidivism, and then it could be Return of the Vagi.
Recidivist.
Right.
H-I.
That's a word, isn't it? Mm-hmm.
Recidivism?
Yeah,
of course.
I've never been able to use that in a sentence.
Just kind of
welcome to Tom's world.
Well, you understand that my vocabulary is larger than yours.
I didn't mean to apply
classical education.
Classical education.
The benefits of a classical education.
Well, it's gotta be.
Did you get your degree, Bert? I know you became famous in college.
Yeah, I had to take prison classes.
Did you?
Yeah, there was a Florida State prison system at the time. Would just sent me a box of books because I walked, but they wouldn't graduate me, so I had to take 6 hours, and they sent me a box of books, and they're like, take these tests, write these papers. It was so difficult. The internet was around, but you couldn't use it the way you would today. Mm-hmm. And it was the hardest classes, but I had to read all the classics. I read Grapes of Wrath and Great Gatsby, and I never read a book before in my life.
Now, these would all be great porno titles, The Grapes of Ruth.
Yeah.
The Great Gatsby, I got nothing.
I would have gone with.
I got a one for The Great Gatsby, but I can't do it on the radio.
Oh, you're gonna say Gatsby?
Gatsby starts with a C.
Gatsby?
And I would have gone with The Gapes of Ruth.
Oh, nice.
The gaping of. Okay.
Now, so we're working on this. I don't know why we decided to work.
Hardly
on a
working.
Prison. A prison film, Christmas time in
well,
prison.
Boobs in Toyland would be.
Yeah,
great.
Boobs in Toyland.
Yeah, that's easy.
Some of these are not very subtle.
No,
It's a Wonderful Bush.
Yeah, that's all right.
By the way, it works, but it's just, you did the game wrong.
Yeah, right.
Oh, this is an interesting one. MILF on a Shelf.
That's a good one.
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah, it doesn't necessarily put you in prison, but it's a nice
maybe not. But
I'm sorry, Christy, you're waving your arms. What have you got over there?
Oh, we're going to go back to the news?
How about Santa?
All right.
Santa Claus is coming.
Hey. Again, no prison component there.
There's no, yeah, Santa's not in prison.
What's that noise?
It's the phone. Could you get it?
Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Well, good morning. This is Burl Ives calling from heaven.
Oh, Burl Ives, of course, the great.
What a treat.
What a,
well,
the voice.
I'd be more surprised if I woke up with my face stapled to the carpet.
Burl Ives, of course, associated with some great some Christmas classics. Burl, how are you?
I'm doing fine. I heard you talking about a prison movie, and I thought I'd offer a rendition of my favorite song. Hope you like
it. Is this a Rudolph?
I've got an accompaniment behind me. Here we go. Yes, very good. And have a holly and jolly Christmas. She's the best time in the rear. I don't know if there'll be blow.
Just hang up the phone. The Mr. Ives, the connection to heaven just got cut off.
Goodness
gracious.
Sakes alive.
I don't know.
Hey, I'm waving my arms.
These have all gone south, and we're not going to do National Lampoon's. Dang Christmas vacation. I'm sorry. Back to you, Christy.
We have old people in the news today. Kirk Douglas turns 100 today.
Wow.
I hope he gets a smucker's jar.
TikTok.
Yeah. And
TikTok.
He was out taking a walk yesterday in L.A. I saw the picture.
Oh, they were dragging him around, were they?
Well, he was actually pushing a walker, but, you know.
Make him a break.
He's 100.
He was a great athlete this day. Kirk Douglas, he was a great athlete.
He's very
good. Spartacus? Fair. That's about it, though, right? Kirk?
Spartacus.
A Nepalese woman, believed to be the country's oldest. She's older than Kirk Douglas. She's supposedly 113 years old.
Is that Tony Curtis?
She's
revealed
epileptic?
She's from Nepal.
Nepalese.
Nepalese.
I thought you said Epalese.
No.
In Nepalese, there was an old woman.
So I'm sorry, she's from Nepal, you
she's
moron.
She's from Nepal.
How about Toys in Babeland?
We're not
I like that.
Oh, we're not doing it anymore?
Why don't you save that for when we get back to that topic, and then it won't be lost in the shuffle.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Prison Guard? Oh, sorry.
So I'm sorry, there's a lady that claims to be 116.
She's 113.
Oh, sorry. Yes. Sue me, okay? Sure. I'm being interrupted.
Revealed a surprising fact about her life. She's been smoking for 95 years.
Wow.
Whoa.
Batuli Lamichani of Nepal, born in 1903, said she smokes 30 cigarettes a day.
Wow.
In a video that was taken by TIG Media in 2015, she can be seen carrying large bundles and climbing up steep hills.
You know, it's not hard to smoke 30 cigarettes a day when you have your mouth and the hole in your throat to smoke them through.
I can't believe this.
Locals
I
want to
meet someone that went to high school with her.
Locals that were also there. There is no one that went to
exactly.
high school with
that's
her.
How we don't know she's telling the truth.
Yeah,
maybe
she's
like 97 and all her friends died. She's like, you guys know I'm 113.
Okay. Wait a second.
Locals.
Wait a second. Bert, take it back. Oh, here's her picture. She definitely is 112.
Locals that were also
holy cow.
I take her word for
and
it.
They got a picture of her smoking. You know what the message this sends me? Maybe the Marlboro people, if they'd sign her up, because they've lost what, like four Marlboro men in the last couple 20 years.
Get old.
Yeah, they could have had her.
Batool. Wow.
Puffing away.
The last time I saw her, she was introducing Tales from the Crypt. Oh, she looks rough.
Well, locals
she's
also
112, whatever she
is. She's 113. Also interviewed, she never eats anything without working and gives up most of what she earns today to the temple. When asked about the secret to her longevity,
she looks like a catcher's
mitt. She said, people of this modern age who don't work and are useless or idle won't live long.
Yeah.
The ones who study a lot and work hard are likely to have a longer life Even if she has been smoking for 95 years.
I'm guessing she probably sounds like, what's that Broadway guy, Harvey Firestein?
Yes, oh, yeah. He's just in Hairspray Live. I'm sorry.
I'm just glad to be alive.
I'm 112.
Yeah. Or a little like Shelley, Chick McGee's secretary.
That's right. I'm Shelley. I'm Mr. McGee's secretary. Mm-hmm. How are you?
Are you a man or a woman, Shelley? I can't tell.
That's my personal business.
Okay, which lavatory? You can use any lavatory here. I don't care.
That's exactly right.
I hate how their advice of living long is always something like that. You go, I should do that more. Why didn't she ever say, how'd you live so long? She goes, I never got hit by a car.
Yeah.
I stayed away from lions. Yeah. Like, I didn't go skydiving. Yeah, I never took up scuba diving. Like, you know, just all the things. That...
I never carried 100 pounds of stuff up Everest for some white guy.
Yeah. I'm not a Sherpa. Yeah.
What if she said, I just stayed away from white people.
Well, there's another guy that's old. Okay. A monk, 120 years old, claims to be the oldest man alive and has credited not smoking for his long life, but...
So it's just the opposite, then.
Yes. Celibacy.
Oh.
Oh, not, oh, I see. Yeah.
Well, let's not get this story going around.
Swami
okay.
Sivananda was born August 8th, 1896, according to his passport.
Is Swami a title, or is that his name?
It just says Swami. I don't know if that's his first name or if that's a title. I'm not up on my...
It's a monk's surname, like a doctor, I think.
Oh, like Swami is like...
Well, I guess when you're 120, they give you the top.
Yeah. For some reason,
it's like a bishop?
Yeah.
Like for some reason, when I hear Swami, it sounds comical.
Yeah.
It'd be hard to take someone seriously if you're, you know, well, your neurosurgeon couldn't be here, but Swami Rasavarli Mama is here.
It is a title, like... Reverend
Swami.
It sounds like Johnny Carson. Like you'd expect to hear this guy go, what is smoking?
And the answer
is sis boom ba.
Swami Sivananda.
And the Swami, of course, on ESPN.
The Schwam. Yeah, Chris Berman. Yeah.
There you go.
So game.
I'm sorry, Christy, back to you. The Swami.
Swami,
how old is he?
Was born in an extremely poor family, lives in Kolkata City, India, had lived in the city of Varanasi all his life. He apparently is 120, according to his passport. He was born August 8th, 1896. Wow. Despite his astonishing age, he lives with no help and no medical aid, performs yoga for hours every day, gives his credit for longevity to yoga, food with no spices, and, of course, as I mentioned, no sex.
Okay, what's more impressive, okay? Monk that makes it to 120 that lives in the woods.
Good question.
And doesn't have sex, or the fact that I made it to 44. I think I get the win on this one.
I think that's pretty good.
For example, bucket lists.
Right.
You've knocked almost everything off of yours. Yeah. This guy, anything you name, he's still on there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right?
Oh, he hasn't even had sex.
Nope.
A virgin.
Nope. He looks pretty darn good for 120.
Well, I mean, he's never, ever had sex?
No, he's a virgin.
He does look all right for 120.
He looks really good.
Yeah.
But again, as Bert said earlier, how do they prove this?
Yeah. And
show me a picture of him in high school.
Does this cover self-pleasure?
He's now applying to the Guinness World Records to verify his claim. He has a passport that says he was born in 1896.
Chelsea Handler says she's 37. So
she does.
She does.
That's what I hear.
I'm sure if you're a Swami and you give the right clerk 300 rupees.
Yeah.
300 rupees, you're going to get whatever you want on that passport.
120 is not real. You can't make it.
And sure, it would be cool if it was, huh? Mm. It'd be cool.
Well.
Man, he does wear glasses.
Does the woman?
That's what you're taking away from it.
Really?
It's a wonder his eyes haven't turned to dust at this point.
Thanks, Quincy. Christy comes in and goes, no, he wears glasses. He's probably 120. Yeah.
As soon as you get the glasses, time to shoot him. He's too old to move on.
He does wear glasses.
We seem to be getting this story about every month, but usually it's the oldest man in the world died yesterday, and then there'll be a new one, and...
Well, he's got to be the oldest man in the world, 120. No one's older than that.
But they can't. They're going to have to prove it before I buy into this one, 120. Yeah. That's very, very old. What else have you got, Christy?
The owner of a Tulsa store says someone is coming into her store. This mannequin challenge has gotten out of control and doing obscene things to her mannequins. The owner of
this person is not clear on what the mannequin challenge is.
Yeah, apparently not. Boutique in the Rose District says she has surveillance video of a man coming into her store and inappropriately touching the mannequin.
After being repeatedly warned.
The owner says the man has come in twice in the past 2 weeks. The second time, the video appears to show the man placing a clothed mannequin on the ground, then crawling on top of it.
No.
Wow.
Police are reviewing the video, and they say it's concerning and would like to talk to the gentleman.
You think?
Putting I'm it down so glad I found you.
Is that the Andrew McCarthy movie? Yeah. I saw that the other day. You know, that's the girl that was in
Kim Cattrall, right?
Yeah,
Kim
she
Cattrall?
Was in the thing.
Sex in the City.
Yes.
What movie?
Mannequin.
Mannequin.
Oh, didn't see it, sorry.
Did you see Mannequin 2 on the move?
You certainly saw
I didn't see Mannequin 1, and so I'm not going to go see Mannequin 2.
Without... No, you can actually Mannequin 2 stands alone. It's fine.
You know the difference between so this
you
guy.
You don't need to see the first one.
No, you don't need the.
If I want to get the story right, so this guy's coming into this store, and when no one's looking, he puts the mannequin on the floor and gets on top of her.
Yeah.
Uh huh.
So
well,
do you know the difference between a mannequin and a sex doll?
No, what is it?
Persistence. Because you've got to want it.
Yeah.
I was going to say.
What's going through your head if you're God?
That's
good Lord.
Or privacy.
What's
one of the two?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
the
that's
difference between
super
a
creepy.
What? A sex doll and a mannequin?
Yeah.
Persistent.
Wouldn't it be in an opening?
Yeah.
No, but
well, see, the need for a drill.
That's the persistence point for that.
Right. Right.
Way to go,
we had the remember the guy that was the serial mannequin thief?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he had a whole bunch of them.
He had a whole bunch of them in his house in Ohio, and his wife was selling them. Do you remember that?
He was augmenting them.
Yes.
He dressed them up.
That's what made me think of him, but he was drilling and...
And giving them bigger breasts.
Yes.
And,
yes.
That's right.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness.
And then he died and his wife wanted to sell them all, remember?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah, I'm still winning on mine. I don't know
what... I'll tell you what.
Your bid hasn't come in.
I've never humped a mannequin, but I've definitely been there before. Like where I've been,
I could hump.
You're
like,
drunk
in high school, where you're just so horny, and you're like, I could definitely hump a mannequin right now.
Yeah,
like I've definitely
know
that
are
feeling.
On.
Yeah.
Well, Mom, I went to Nordstrom's because it said 60% off women's clothes, and I wanted to hear. So maybe they would be showing. You know, how come she has no nipples?
Wow.
They do make nippleless mannequins, right? Sometimes they have them,
yes,
sometimes they
do.
Don't.
Okay, let's go around the room.
You suppose it's the same store, I mean the same factory?
That makes them with or without? You have to order?
Yeah. Okay, Johnson, this next 40, no nips. Okay, go ahead.
And I guess the nipples...
Well, some of them don't have heads, also.
Right.
Oh, yes, that's true.
That's a dream world. Let's go around the room, and what do you say when you're caught humping a mannequin? Okay. All right. I'll be the security guard, and I walk in. I got my flashlight right here, and I see Tom. Hey, sir, what's going on over here?
Wow, you got me. I don't know. You caught me, Bert.
And then I come around from back. He's off his medication, and he fell on the mannequin after he passed.
You know what I say?
What?
Do you mind?
How about she started it?
Nosy Rosie.
Yeah.
Why don't you take a picture? It lasts longer. Nosy Rosie.
These were lady mannequins, right?
It doesn't specify, does it?
honestly,
what's more embarrassing?
It's a whole new thing.
With a lady mannequin or a man mannequin?
Yeah.
They're a whole new deal there, man.
Yeah, I think. Well, that's what if you caught me, I would say, well, hey, at least it's a lady mannequin. You can't tell because her face is facing the floor. We're coming right back. This is the Bob and Tom Show. This is the Bob and Tom Show. We are back live in the Napa Auto Parts Studios. Coming up very soon, it's the Napa Tool of the Week. I think I have the winner sitting right here. We have a great guest in the Napa Auto Parts Studios. He is comedian Bert Kreischer.
Bert!
I am here.
Bert is a wonderfully fun guy. And... has become a really good stand-up comedian.
Well, I think he was always a stand-up. Okay, Tom. But he's really a great his special
on
Showtime.
I mean, when he was a little boy, he was
his
humorous, but he wasn't
Showtime.
A good.
Oh. No, I think Bert, you have this perception, whether you want to or not. He's partying. Woo! And, you know, his stand-up has got to be, oh, my God, he's going to be out of control.
In my defense,
it was beautiful.
Bert became famous backwards.
Right. Yes, exactly right.
Yeah. You became famous before you became a stand-up comedian.
Yes. Right. Rolling Stone magazine discovered me in 1997.
Right. Not as a comedian. One. They discovered you as
a party animal.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got into television. I started doing stand-up and then immediately got kind of swept up into television. And I think a lot of times my stand-up took a back seat to my television. And I know for a fact that, like, doing Travel Channel for 7 years, my stand-up was always a second thought. Because, I mean, who doesn't want to? It's such a great phone call when the network calls and they're like, name 13 places you want to go in the world this year. And you're like, great. And
let's do it.
You're like, oh, well, I tell you right now, Dayton's not one of them. So,
you just had an unfortunate incident in Dayton, Ohio. The larger point here is, let me give a different example to defend what I just said. Every once in a while, someone gets famous for a random reason.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like it'll be they were sleeping with some politician or something. And what usually happens is they end up hosting a morning radio show for about 3 months and they disappear.
Told you not to talk about that.
No, you know what I mean. Here's an example. I can think of one just now. Dean, can you help me with this? Remember the woman that had the doll that talked? What was that? Remember that thing?
What?
I
was thinking of
Chewbacca.
I was thinking of Monica Lewinsky.
Oh, the Chewbacca lady.
I was thinking of Lamb Chop.
Remember Remember the Chewbacca lady?
Yes.
About,
six
months ago.
Right. Oh yeah, laughing and right.
It was a mask. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Chewbacca mask. That's right. And she became here's a little bit of that audio. Thank you, Dean. Here we go.
Okay. Here we go.
She's in her car.
Now watch when my mouth actually moves. That's not me making that noise.
Remember this? That it was everywhere. There were millions of hits. So you kind of became famous that way. And then now she's a lovely woman, I'm sure.
Well,
but
yes.
I'm not sure she's.
I don't think
her just been signed to host the Today Show.
Stand-up game's probably not on point.
Right.
I don't think. Yeah.
And then I could be really mean and mention someone who was famous from television, who is now a stand-up, who wouldn't know a joke. If it were having non-consensual.
Yeah, it's just us.
Yeah, okay. But what I'm trying to say,
this
is possibly the worst compliment you've ever had, Bert. You're welcome.
No, thank you. Yeah,
see
no,
what I'm saying?
It is a compliment.
It's a compliment. I take it as a compliment.
But you know Tom. He hardly compliments it.
Yeah.
You know.
I've been doing stand-up for 17 years, so I definitely – but I think you're completely right. And I know that Rogan and Burr pulled me aside, and they were like, hey, for the record, your stand-up's so much better than your crappy Travel Channel show. And I was like, really? And they're like, yeah, how much money do you need? Like, just go do the road. They're like,
cool.
And then, so I had that conversation and I called Showtime and I was like, I'm ready to do the special. I was like, I need to focus on my stand up. And right now I'm working on my next hour. I'm doing another hour for Showtime.
Great.
So,
and you're a family man now.
I'm a legit family man.
And you've two?
Two. Yeah, I think. Yeah.
Two, 10 and 12.
So two girls. Snake eyes.
Can you tell the story? When
I
forget which daughter it was, but she was. They were at practice for the baseball team.
Oh, I
don't think you told that. Well, tell it again. I
think I told it to you personally.
Oh, I think you did. Yeah,
boy.
That's right. Yeah, yeah. No.
Does this end well?
They're the way they coach these girls these days. They use an imaginary ball. They don't want them to fail.
First of all.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So he's that's L.A. for you. So the coach, he doesn't want anyone to get hurt. He wants you to learn where the play is. So he's like, all right, runner on first and second. What do we do? Ground ball to third base. And there's no ball. There's no ball.
He's all pantomiming.
Yeah. So Lily Fromkin fields a ground ball, steps on third, throws it to second. They throw it to first. Triple play. Ladies, triple play. Way to go. Way to set them up for failure.
Yeah.
I've been watching baseball my whole life. I've never seen a triple play.
Oh, God.
So Isla is my youngest. She's a lunatic. She's a weird kid. She's in center field. And the coach goes, all right, ladies. Base is loaded. Fly ball to Isla. What do we do? And I watch Isla, and she freezes. And then she looks at it and starts backing up and then turns around like it went over her head and starts running. Coach, there's nothing there. She didn't catch nothing.
That
Who fails
great.
In her own imagination?
Wow.
The coach was like, I guess I hit it over her head. And she just throws her glove in the air like, screw it.
And then
I called my wife. I go, you're never going to believe what your moron daughter just did. And she, my wife, is super protective. She goes, don't you shame her. That's her brain. You yeah. had that brain, too, sure. and your dad shamed yeah. it out of you. Sure, yeah. And you had to fight to get it back to be a comedian. You yeah. let her yeah. be.
I like to think that she was pointing out the folly of that exercise.
I do, too.
Listen, I don't know. All I know is that we get in the car, and she's staring out the window like a stoner. And I go, hey, Isla, what happened with that fly ball? And she's just staring out the window and says, yep, coach really got a hold of that one. It's a grand slam, Dad. What are you going to do?
Could we get her to become a media watchdog?
That's amazing. Yeah.
So she can actually go see the Emperor's new clothes and notice he's naked.
Yeah.
Yep.
Skip really got a hold of that one. You like that. Skip really got a hold of that one.
You like that for a kid.
That's funny.
Yeah. Now, we have ended our crusade to find the title of a women's prison at Christmas time movie.
Oh, it's over?
Yeah, we're not going to do any more.
Because?
So I'm not going to read. I'm not going to read Nightstick Before Christmas.
Ooh.
I'm not going to read that.
I'm glad you didn't.
That's on the air.
Wow.
And then this wouldn't work at all. This would have to be for a men's prison, The 12 Guys of Christmas.
Yeah.
yeah, these are all terrible ideas. So.
Okay.
I don't know anyone, by the way, for those that are sending me these, I don't know anyone who has tacos at Christmas time, so the title doesn't work at all.
tacos at Christmas.
Well, unless it falls on a Tuesday.
Grandma got run over by a reindeer, not by a bald. I'm sorry.
Christmas movie with women in solitary confinement.
Okay.
Ho Alone.
Ho Alone.
That's almost good.
Yeah, that's very good. We have to move on. Okay. We're hanging out with comedian Bert Kreischer. As you can see, he's a great storyteller and a great comedian. This is the Bob and Tom Show. That feels good, doesn't it? It's mm-hmm. the return of the Bob and Tom Show to the Napa Auto Parts Studios. Chick McGee is doing his patented dance. Now, to do this dance at work, what you have to do is... you don't smell your armpit. I'm surprised you can do that. Can you do that with your other arm?
No. You noticed that, right?
Yeah. You see, once again, Chick's going to be having...
I don't like to talk about
shoulder
it.
Surgery. I've got to tell you what. You haven't mentioned it yet this morning.
The torn rotator cuff.
Yeah, you haven't.
Oh. Complete tear. Did you have it?
Oh, no. Don't humor him.
I tore mine sleeping.
I'm going to tear his other one if he doesn't stop talking about it.
I tore mine reaching into the back seat. Didn't know I tore it until 2.5 years later when I fell on it, and then it really started to hurt, and now I have to put a cadaver...
Come up
I was dragging
story.
A buddy of mine out of the muck.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, he was like it. Neck deep, right?
Yeah.
No. You guys were two clicks outside of Danae.
Damn right I was. Come on, buddy. Nobody's staying here. We're going
See, that's
home.
That's what you want to do.
What's that, huh?
Your story is you tore your shoulder up reaching for, I was reaching for a sex tape in the back of my car.
What
Doesn't
the hell
really
is with
have
you?
A lot of.
No.
Sex tape.
Yeah, that's right.
I know
who
you
uses
have
tape?
Sex.
He was reaching for his
he
iPad so he could watch it.
I know you have sex. You have kids crawling around everywhere.
I'm just
Is
saying.
Is it okay?
I tore up my arm, but I have a good story.
You ran into a golf cart.
No, I was on a motorcycle and I got rammed by one. The problem with your story is it's just not cool.
Wouldn't you go a go-kart motorcycle league? Wouldn't you go watch that? Like a demolition derby, but for go-karts and motorcycles? I'd go watch that.
Did the subject just get changed?
Yep, it sure did.
Just saying.
Did I miss something?
I'm trying to get
Okay,
away.
Bert Kreischer's hanging out with
us. There he is.
We have to review what we learned on today's show.
Oh, geez, that's okay. Time now for things you learned on today's Bob and Tom Show. Hit Tom.
Chick had to make an amendment to the to the Napa Shoo-In of the Week because he got pasted when the Raiders tanked last night.
Yeah. I won $100.
And
you had Kansas City.
Yeah, bingo. Doug Stanhope's.
Oh yeah.
She fell, hurt her head, and ever since she hit her head, her picks have been spot on.
She's a savant.
I said we'd be back
died,
with more
right?
wisdom.
Yes, yeah. she did. Yeah. Let's not talk died. About that.
She almost
yeah.
died, yeah.
She
okay,
died,
now
yes.
you also put a bonus pick in. Do you want to review that quickly?
Cleveland plus +6.
At home.
Hosting the Bengals. Yeah, Bobby comes back. On Sunday for quarterback of the Browns.
Okay. Let's see. Mick Jagger, mm-hmm. a father again.
Yep.
He's
70. Eight.
He's 73 years old. Okay.
Oh,
and,
yes.
He's also a great-grandfather.
Yes, his daughter Jade's daughter had a baby.
Wow. Okay. Now, we also learned that, I have 7 children, so I've got a lot of catching up to do to get to Mick's
yep.
level of 8. There really isn't that much catching up,
nope,
is it?
One.
No, it's one.
Okay. yeah. A Dallas Cowboy fan got a Dallas Cowboy Super Bowl 51 tattoo.
Which is L-I.
And I've gone on record. I did this last year. I said they should get away from the Roman numerals for a while because L-I, it's like they held the Super Bowl somewhere in China.
Yeah, 50, Super Bowl I get Lee. It. 50, 5-0. So, yeah, let's not do the Roman numerals anymore.
But I'm saying he's not taking much of a chance because if the Cowboys don't win it this year, if they win it next year, he just adds another I. He's got another year after that.
But if if you take away Roman numerals from the Super Bowl, Roman numerals got nothing. They're done.
The end
That's
of movies.
The end of movies, the occasional clock.
Yeah.
At the very end of movies.
Yeah. Did we ask this before? If you put Roman numerals on checks, they're still valid?
Oh, yes. That's a good question.
Yeah, I think they are.
They are.
Yeah.
But you'd be an incredibly pretentious ass if you did that.
So how long does it take you to do that?
Did you hear what I did? I got Roman numerals in my name. I'm Albert Charles Chrysler III. I forgot about it. I love Roman numerals.
There you go.
Yeah, there you go.
So they
you could technically have another baby, and you could have
he'd be the fourth.
Bert Kreischer the fourth, or IV, you could call him Ivy.
I'm an adopted baby from Africa, and I'm going to call him Albert Charles Chrysler IV, a.k.a. Quate.
Nice.
What's up, Quat?
I like that. That's very nice. Let's see. Christie's father's cremated remains are wrapped up, and they're under the Christmas tree.
No, they're not.
Oh, sorry.
No, they're in the chinchilla cage.
Vampire chinchilla.
I love my father very much. Right. Stop it. No.
Probably the most obscure thing we learned about Christie today, she's had the same comb since 1980. So you've had that comb longer than you've had...
husbands put together. Yes, thank you.
This is the Bob and Tom Show. We are live in the Napa Auto Parts studio with that man. He is comedian Bert Kreischer, television personality, a guy who looks like his career walked out of the movie, walked off the screen in the movie Animal House.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
Looks like he's a legacy.
Everybody wants to party with you.
I know, including me.
No. Well, that's good.
Yeah, I brought vodka if you guys want to have a drink. We can start this off.
I wondered who brought the drink.
That's me. Yes. Tito's and I are friends now.
I figured.
You know his real name's Bert?
Is it real?
Yeah. So,
Tito? You know his last name's Beverage?
No.
Yes.
Bert Beverage?
His name's Bert Beverage?
Bert Beverage.
No, yes. Tito's one of the Jacksons. It's Marlon, Tito, Michael.
Oh,
yeah, that's right.
Making,
wait.
Janet.
Now you're making fun
Harpo.
Of me.
Harpo.
Now, the Chick's vodka is apparently out of stock.
It's out of stock. We sold out.
I was trying to buy some for someone as a friend. I was going to have you sign it.
I can't find any, and my distiller and I right now are having trouble communicating, so we're looking forward to the beginning of the year.
I've got a signed unopened bottle, Tom. How much would you buy it?
Yeah, he sure does. Yeah,
$40. It's yours.
Well, let me think now.
So how much did you spend?
I'm sorry. How do you spell un? Is it UN?
Oh, no. Never mind. I'll happily give it to you.
I'm sorry. Let's get back to the action here. We're in the Napa Auto Parts studios, and that's appropriate because we have the Napa Tool of the Week. But first, Christy, you said you had the worst gift possible or something?
Well, I don't know if it's the worst gift possible. It certainly is an expensive one. A luxury comb company is selling a solid gold comb for $9,700.
Well.
Made by Tomas Veres, the Pantheon, is that how you say that?
Yeah.
Comb collection features minimalist 130mm by 35mm combs.
Pantheon.
With prices starting at $1,180 for sterling silver.
That really kicks up that O. Henry story, doesn't
and
it?
And rhodium-plated combs.
Plated with what?
Sterling silver.
Okay.
Oh,
it's
not
rhodium-plated. There are solid 14-karat yellow and pink gold combs, and those are the ones that are going to set you back almost $10,000. They're handmade in Italy by experienced jewelers.
Yeah, but are they unbreakable?
I don't know if they're unbreakable.
Because the really good combs, they're unbreakable.
Sure.
They do come
These are a little pricey.
They do come in their own ostrich leather pouch, also made in Italy. Oh,
okay. Now the 10 grand makes sense.
The combs are produced in a limited collection of only 800 individually numbered units and can be customized with an engraved set of initials or a message.
Do they make Afro picks?
I don't know.
You know,
that's the money maker right
sell.
There.
You're exactly right.
Because those are the guys that have all the gold teeth and the bling and
yes.
showing off their money. There's the market. Got the big Afro pick made of gold with diamonds on it.
Can you put a gold comb in one of those jars full of blue liquid? Wait,
that would be so heavy, by the way.
That's a good question.
If you had a gold Afro pick, it would just be so heavy.
You're
like,
right.
It wouldn't, the plastic ones stick in there because they're light.
Yeah.
Your hair couldn't hold it, I don't think.
No, it would fall out.
Yeah.
Maybe just go gold plated plastic.
I'm looking at these combs and they're not.
Let me see.
Here.
They are as plain as day. Yeah. They're nothing.
They're like not anything to write home about.
Why instead of paying $10,000 for a comb, why don't you find a charity that you like and maybe,
yeah,
I don't know, help some homeless guy have a nice Christmas or maybe a nice life.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
We were getting high in college one time, and this girl, Chrissy Maglione, looked at my bowl, and she goes, oh, is that one of those unbreakable bowls? And I go, I don't know. And she threw it against the wall and shattered it, and I went, guess we're not smoking pot anymore.
He has thousands of stories like that.
So I'm sorry. So these combs are $10,000. That seems. Yeah. That, who gets that?
Who brushes their hair in front of people?
I mean, you shouldn't pay. Yeah. You shouldn't pay more for a comb than the cost of a haircut.
Exactly. No, I mean that even
that's
that
even
seems...
ridiculous.
No, yeah.
When was the last time you used
a good comb cost?
$3 The same. I used it today. The same comb that I bought in 1980.
Wow.
I still have it. It's called the Tangle Tamer,
I had the same comb I had in 1980, there'd be a lot of hair in it.
Yeah. No, you'd only have half of it. But that's
would it be crawling?
Oh, yeah, it would be.
I want one of those combs that looks like a switchblade.
Oh, we have one of those.
You do?
Yeah. Oh, I'd love to have like 5 or 6 of those.
Oh.
That was, the entire career that I have had, such as it is in radio. Back in the day, especially when the guys would come in from the record companies, mm-hmm, and they would always have various things to promote records. There's only a couple that I remember. One of them I remember was a song by a band called Cutting Crew.
Sure.
Oh.
Remember?
I just died in your arms tonight.
Wow, this could be a game show.
Now, wait a second. Let me finish. And it was a vinyl album. Do you remember this, Chick?
Sure.
And it was shaped like the blade on a circular saw.
Saw
blade.
Oh, Cutting Crew. Sure.
Cutting Crew was
cutting
the band.
Crew, yeah.
Wow.
But the what I'm getting to is the coolest thing we ever got was from the Ramones, the great punk band.
Yep.
And they were switchblade combs.
Really?
Yes. Yeah, so most of the stuff you wouldn't care about. It would be a shot glass. You know, with whatever.
I love shot glasses.
A Mike and the Mechanics.
I mean, yeah.
Frisbee or something.
Yes, a Mike and the Mechanics frisbee. That's the kind of thing you'd usually get. But a Ramon switchblade comb. Now we're talking.
Yeah, they don't do that anymore. I guess money kind of disappeared out of the entertainment industry in that way.
Yeah.
Like when I did my Showtime special, they put no press in it. They were like, no, if you want to do press, do it on your own. We don't really care. And you're like, okay, cool.
All right.
I'll see if I can get on Bob and Tom.
Have you done any like merch? Do you have,
I sell shirts, although I was too drunk to sell them last night. I have shirts. I'll leave you guys some.
Why don't you have a line of alcohol products?
I tried to get involved with a vodka company, but it was just too much money. It was like I got into the company that makes pouches. You ever seen those little pouches,
mm-hmm,
like the vitamin C pouches? But it was filled with vodka, and I was like, great. So I got in. And they were like, it's $250,000 for your supply. And I was like, okay, we're going to refinance the house and we're doing it. And then this guy said, where do you want them shipped? And I went, hold on, you don't do that for me? And they're like, no. There's a crate waiting for you in Clearwater.
Wow.
And then you have to store it. You've got to get the license to sell it. And I was like, oh, this is a nightmare.
Yeah.
And so I backed out of that. I've tried a number of times to get involved.
How about a brand of legal marijuana?
I don't smoke enough pot.
I think you have to smoke a lot.
You know what would be great is if I did do a brand of marijuana.
Like a signature Burt Kreischer pot. It makes you happy.
It's called No Panic Attacks.
Yeah.
It's just giggle weed. Like the kind of weed that you smoke and then you're like, this is going to be the best day ever.
See, there you go. You got a sphere of that realm you could take over.
Oh, I could do that easily.
Kreischer's Kush.
Right.
Oh,
yeah.
I had to have the conversation
about marijuana with my daughter, who's 12.
Mm-hmm.
I had to say, because it's legal now in L.A. And I was like, listen, I don't want you, you're going to see marijuana's going to be floating around. You have to, it's fine. I'd rather you smoke pot than drink because you can't die from marijuana. but you can't do it until you're 18. Like, it's that's
good luck with that.
Yeah,
we have to move on because
wait a minute,
have...
look what we've got.
Oh. Cutting crew.
Oh.
It's got strings that Tom likes.
This is a complicated song.
I just died in your arms tonight.
I want to go roller skating.
Must have been something I said. Oh,
that's
good. That's
all I know.
That's a great tune. But we were, and then, of course, we played that right on the vinyl, as you could see, Bert.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Well, maybe
that's
you
really
can't
cool.
see it from where
with
you're sitting because.
Yeah.
Because Chris is operating that for us. And that, since we've got the vinyl out, do you mind if I play a little bit of vinyl for you?
Please.
Did you ever have a vinyl record player?
Of course I did.
You had a record player played the vinyl?
Quiet Riot was the last vinyl album
nice.
I bought.
Nice, nice, nice. Oh, vinyl's making a comeback. Mm-hmm. And, of course, the difficulty of vinyl is it would tend to skip.
Yeah.
But yeah. You'd have to have
no.
Like Elvis, for example, actually had a record player in his car.
No.
Yes. Oh, absolutely. Yeah. If you're an Elvis fan, yeah, he did. But you could almost see the... little vinyl shards,
yeah, no kidding,
sort of peeling off as he'd play. The in car vinyl wasn't a big deal, but as you can see, we have an excellent vinyl turntable here. I'd like to play a just what do we have, Dean?
What are you
okay,
play?
A little bit of Tom Jones.
Oh,
okay,
the great Tom Jones.
Oh, yeah, he's
from
great.
From Wales. I'll see how this works. Yeah. I hope it doesn't skip.
What's new, pussy?
Okay,
pussy,
it's skipping.
Pussy, oh, get that off there.
I said. Does anybody have a quarter?
I'm going to put on top of the thing.
I'm going
to put a quarter on top of the thing. Yeah.
Chris, try putting a couple quarters
on top of the,
on top of the tone arm.
Tone arm, that's it.
Here we go.
Okay.
What's new, pussy? Whoa, whoa, whoa. What's new, pussy? Whoa, whoa.
It'll be get one more quarter on there.
Okay.
Pussy, pussy.
Oh.
All right.
Darn it.
Do you have any half dollars?
Okay.
No, that'll dig a
groove.
Try
a Kennedy half.
What's new, pussy? I'm going to give you
all. Wow.
Let you down. I'm going to run around and desert you.
You're right, Christy.
Got Rick rolled.
It was too heavy. If the needle dug down into the album below.
It skipped right to that... Rick Astley tune.
Rick Rolls.
Wow. I love that song, actually. That's one of those things that you're not supposed to like that I do.
I'm with you. I like it, too.
It's a guilty
you
pleasure.
You like that one, Chickster?
It's a guilty pleasure of mine.
I love that. Yeah.
Yeah.
I love it.
Okay,
yeah.
Now it's time now to switch gears, and we have to decide, before we get to the beautiful Napa Tool of the Week, what is the Bob and Tom Tool of the Week?
Okay. Do we have our...
The way this works, I've got a list of some of the news stories we had this week. We have to pick out something or someone in the news who is such a tool. They need to be... they need to be noticed by us and pointed out, and so everyone can and say that is the tool of the week. Now, one of my nominees, there were actually two different groups that were doing this. It's goat yoga,
mm-hmm.
where they do yoga in a big field and goats wander around.
They're doing it in Arizona, yeah.
And they're doing it in Oregon, of
mm-hmm.
course.
Yeah.
That's kind of toolish, I think, but not worthy of the tool of the week. Perhaps O.J. Simpson. O.J. was in the news because, according to one of the fellow inmates there, he is wearing adult diapers now.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
That's a problem.
Yeah. When they call him the juice now, it's for a totally different reason. Yeah, that's rough.
Good to have happened to a better person.
Yeah. Yeah. There you go, O.J. How about the fact that the name Gary is disappearing, but I don't know who'd be the tool.
Oh, no, I asked my daughter, I said, do you know any Jennifers? And she said, I've never met a Jennifer in my life.
Wow.
Yeah, that's another one. That's your age group especially.
That was
really
that
big.
Was huge. Gone
very
now.
Very big.
Gone. No one names her kid
but
Jennifer.
Gary, there were, 282 Garys named in the U.S. or something?
Yeah.
A couple
years
ago.
How about the woman who got lost during a mini marathon? Although I can see that happening.
She did, right?
Yeah, yeah, it was a trail run.
And
yeah,
she was gone for 12. She was missing
she was gone
for 12 hours.
The rest of the day.
Yep.
Oh, what a workout.
As someone who used to run cross country, if you'd be at a visiting team's, you'd be at the visiting team's school, and sometimes they didn't have those lime strips very well on. You could get lost. I can see that.
I got lost hiking up Runyon Canyon the first time I ever went on a hike in L.A. It's a very pedestrian hike.
Right.
But I got lost, and I thought I was, lost in the canyons, and I really panicked. And I remember I saw someone, and I ran to them, and I was like, I need help. And then I realized they were wearing flats. It was a girl, and she was in jeans and flats. And I was like, oh, I guess I'm in no danger. I'm in no
out, danger.
We had the news story about the woman who was at a party. This, of course, is a viral video, and she decided to use a taser on her own mommy parts with her friends, of course, standing there egging her on.
Hey, alcohol was involved in that, Bert. Yeah. Can you imagine?
Video of that?
Let's see. How about the guy who got naked and was acting like a tiger? Remember that one? Yeah,
there might be other things involved.
They caught him on that secret camera
in the forest to catch wild animals, and this guy took all his clothes off. Apparently that was also either alcohol or drugs.
Wow.
How about anybody who enjoys this song?
My vote. The whole group of Tools.
I thought you came around.
Oh, that's right.
You said you dug it earlier.
I came around.
Remember, I can dig it. Christy, can you dig it?
Yeah, I can dig it.
And she can dig it.
Yesterday, I could not.
Josh?
I can dig it.
I'm digging right now.
You can dig it.
I'm digging.
So that means I can dig it. She can dig it.
I'll dig it.
He can dig it. We can dig it. They can
dig it.
You can dig it. Let's dig it. So that's not going to be our tool of the week. I think the winner has to be the guy that insisted on having his picture taken with horns on for his driver's license in the state of Maine.
Oh,
that guy was
that's pretty good. Yeah.
You know, he went to a lot of trouble. He had to write the governor a letter, and he claims it's a religion that he's in, and you have to wear horns all the time. And what an incredible tool. I've had enough of that guy. He is going to be the official Bob and Tom Tool of the Week. We have got to go back to Christy Lee at the news desk. You've got that look in your eye. What's going on?
Well, this time of year, we are, I don't know if you do this, but I love going to the live nativity scenes. And I think of camels. We have a camel in the news in a different kind of way.
They're hard to rent right now.
They're very hard to rent.
I tried to rent one.
Camels?
Camels, yeah, because they're in the live nativity scene. I'm not kidding. They're
not
gorgeous
kidding.
Animals. But
yeah. The guy that I talked to was in Ohio.
Okay, so you can't rent a camel around here. I mean,
I don't know. I was hooked up with someone, and we
had to go to Ohio.
He was
point.
Booked.
Mm-hmm. Lots of llama farms in Ohio, by the way.
Oh yeah, that sounds right.
Hey man, llamas. You don't take a llama. You don't take a llama to a camel show.
Okay? Yeah, kids are going to know the difference.
All right.
I've run on a camel full gallop. They haul ass.
Wow.
Yeah, in Mexico on the beach. The guy was like, "You want to open it up?" And I was like, "Yeah." And nice. it is insane.
Do they have like a saddle?
You're on a saddle, and it is the longest strides in the world.
They have like camels in Mexico?
Yeah, I rode it to a tequila tasting.
Wow, that's the way to go.
I have a story for everything, Christy.
Well, you thought it was a camel.
Yeah.
One hump or two, by the way.
I don't remember. I think one. It spits a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They spit at you. They just.
Well, this camel that's in the news today is at a Maine petting zoo, but he acts as a guide for a blind horse. The 5-year-old camel, Caesar, has become a guide for Dolly, the blind horse, at the Pony Express Zoo in Winslow, Maine. Ed Papasis at the zoo told WGME-TV.
Where news comes first.
That's me Caesar. Do the news. WGME, where me do the news.
Me.
Said that
handle.
Caesar
me TV.
Needed a companion and Dolly needed a guide, so the pair bonded.
Okay.
He added that Dolly is probably the only horse with a seeing eye camel.
That's kind of sweet.
Dolly relies on Caesar, follows him around, and she whinnies for him if he's not nearby. He bellows back for her in return, so she can find him.
Very
so
sweet.
Sweet.
And how can we not all get along if camels and horses are helping each other out?
Thank you.
So the horse is blind.
Yes.
Yes.
And he gets towed around by the
camel.
So technically it's a camel toe.
Okay.
I like it.
Yeah.
I'll accept it.
I'll accept it.
Is the camel a girl?
Yeah, it sounds like the
are
horse.
Are they both
may
girls?
Dolly's
like,
a boy.
But
Dolly's a girl and Caesar's a boy. The boy's the camel and the girl is the horse.
Yeah, ugly guys always try to help out hot chicks. the horse is just
so
the camel's just trying to get some.
The camel's uglier than the horse.
Of course. If you had to pick to be which one animal and which animal to have sex with, I would definitely pick to be a horse, and I would never sleep with a camel.
Okay.
Camel.
Camel's got a hump on his back.
Yeah.
And no one ever called you camel. Never mind.
Oh, look at the
you never heard anybody go, I'll tell you what, that guy's hung like a camel.
No, but I bet they are, aren't they?
Who? I'm just saying.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, never mind.
It's it's like the movie The Mask with Rocky Dennis.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, he hung out with the blind chick, right?
He did.
Yeah, that's the story. Oh, that's what the camel's doing. Yeah, the camel's Rocky, and the blind chick's Dolly.
Oh, you're right.
Exactly. We're coming right back with more wisdom. This is the Bob and Tom Show. Welcome back to the Bob and Tom Show. We are live in the Napa Auto Parts Studios. Once again, coming up, it's the Napa Tool of the Week. Chick McGee across the way.
Hello.
Reviewing his Napa shoe-in picks.
Yep.
Those are posted at bobandtom.com. We also have them on the app, and our apps are very interesting because we're about to get some new cameras in here. Check out the VIP. It might make a nice Christmas gift, the Bob and Tom VIP. Josh, you were telling me we've got a bunch of the Christmas classics posted.
I love it. The 24/7, yeah.
Okay, you can check that out as well. Now, with us in the studio, comedian Bert Kreischer, TV personality. Has been around the world a couple of times and is currently featured. Now, your special right now, it can be accessed.
It's on Showtime. It's Showtime. Airing for probably the next 90 days. But if you go to the Showtime, if you go to the App Store, download the Showtime app. All you have to do is click 7-day free trial and put in an email address and a password, and you can watch it right now. It's so easy. But people don't do it because they're like, I don't want to. You can do it on your iPad and literally watch Showtime for free for 7 days. So, but it's on Showtime. It's called The Machine.
I love Showtime.
It's the best.
They've got some of my favorite shows.
Yeah, I agree.
Ray Donovan and
Homeland.
The Affair. Is that?
Yes, it is.
Is that HBO?
It's Showtime.
Showtime, okay.
It's a great show. Now, we have Christy Lee right over there. Now, you promised you had some unusual gifts in the news. What's going on over there? What were you saying?
Some unusual gifts in the news?
Bad Christmas gifts?
How about this?
I honestly think that Josh probably can tell the story about how your mom managed to top that story.
Well, you know, as a lot of comedians, we were poor. I grew up pretty poor. And I have three brothers. My mom wanted to make Christmas seem like it was more than it actually was. They weren't able to get us too much.
She did the best she could.
Yeah, at one point I unwrapped a gift, and it was a stack of CDs that I had ordered from BMG, the Columbia House type.
You'd been paying monthly for these CDs.
Yeah, that she had been confiscating throughout the last few months. And I had been calling them saying, hey, my CDs never showed up. I've been paying for them. And my mom thought when she handed them to me, she goes, I hope you like them. Oh. Yeah, I thought I might when I ordered them 6 months ago. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah,
gifts just by themselves.
Yeah. That's a pretty crappy gift.
Stockings would be filled with cereal box toys. So, we didn't know the first year that happened.
So
my brothers and I that whole year just thought we were the most unlucky bastards in the world.
Because you didn't get any prizes.
Because the toy was never in the box. We're like, they forgot again?
Oh. So the first thing they would do when the cereal boxes would come into the house, she'd get the toys
out. Reach her filthy arm into the bottom of the box.
Gosh. I'm sure she meant well.
She wanted you to have something to unwrap.
Yeah, exactly. No, she did mean well. Yeah,
that's right. Oh, my goodness.
We had a great time, though. It was wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
One Christmas, I got really drunk. This is when I was before I had kids. And my sister was still young. I was home. I was just out of college, started stand-up. I got really drunk Christmas Eve, and I started wrapping stuff from around the house and putting it under the tree. And I would write it all to my little sister, who was maybe like 10 at the time. And I remember I wrapped up a bottle of Jameson. And I was like, Takati. But I was so drunk, I forgot I did it. So that morning, she opened a bottle of whiskey, and I was howling laughing, going, who got her whiskey?
And she was 10 years old.
Yeah, 10 years old. I packed up some ashes from the fireplace.
Oh.
I was, yeah.
Could have been worse. Could have been Uncle Clarence's ashes. You know, somewhere someone's done that.
Oh, wrapped up
wrapped up the cremains because they come in a little box.
Yeah. And then you can put them in whatever.
I have one. I know what you're talking about.
You have a box of cremains at your house?
My dad, yes.
Oh.
Where are they? About this.
Oh, no.
It's on the bookshelf in the family room.
Are they marked?
Yeah, they're marked. It doesn't say. What do you mean, are they
happy
marked?
Holiday.
I don't want to get sad or anything.
Name
is
on
his
the
name
top of
on
it?
There?
Yeah.
It's a box?
Is it like embossed or is it written with a Sharpie?
Yeah.
It's a box?
Is it like an old Nike shoe?
No,
box?
But I mean,
it's a nice.
The name tag is
box.
It. Where do they put the name tag?
On the top?
Oh, it's not like on the toe of the box.
There's no toe.
Don't you have an urn? Why don't you have an urn for it?
Because we're going to scatter his ashes. I know it's been 10 years, but we're going to get to it.
Oh.
It's my fault, not my sibling.
Do you ever do something and realize that your dad's in the room with you?
Oh.
I acknowledged that my father's there. Yes. Okay.
Well, thank God you're keeping him in the living room. Jeez.
Of course.
As opposed to on the nightstand.
Oh, come on, don't be sick.
You brought it up.
What about your gerbil there?
I have a chinchilla, a gerbil.
Does it?
And she's in the dining room.
Yeah, don't chinchillas clean themselves by rolling around in ashes?
Yes.
Are you serious?
Be careful. Yeah.
In lava dust, ashes.
These things don't. Yeah, you can't get them wet. They're like gremlins.
Yeah, you can't get them wet.
You can't get them wet?
No.
Wait, how do they exist?
If you get them wet, they rot.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Wait, where do they hide where they can't get wet?
They live in Peru, I guess, somewhere in the mountains.
It rains in Peru.
They hide in caves.
They go inside.
Yeah, they go inside.
Well.
What a great weatherman. You just put a chinchilla outside, and if it comes inside, you're like, it looks like it's going to rain.
Real quick, back to Christmas stories. My youngest brother did something very funny last year, I thought. He got us all gift cards, and there were about 13 of us or whatever.
Right.
And he took the stack of gift cards and he threw them up in the air and they all flew down like playing 52 card pickup and he goes, have at it. And we just had to all like awkwardly walk around and pick up the gift cards.
Like Pac-Man Jones at a strip club? Yeah. Here you go. Make it rain on my family. Merry Christmas.
Make it rain with gift cards.
We've also been attempting to come up with a name for a movie with women in prison.
You said we were done with that.
Well, he must have gotten a couple good ones.
No. You are done with that.
Okay. I did misunderstand.
You've been banished from
playing the game.
Yeah. Orange is the New Pink.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, can I tell you something?
Yeah.
I saw that one, and I decided not to read it.
But you read whatever it was, A Fistful of Dollars or A Fistful of Dolores, whatever you read.
Oh, Fistmas Tree is what
I read. Yeah, again, doesn't really have the lady component in there.
All right.
Well. Okay, I'm sorry. We'll get back to that.
Okay, let's do this.
And so I'm just wondering if someone ever has wrapped up the cremated remains of someone and presented it to someone.
I would hope not.
I wonder if a chinchilla's ever had taken an ash bath in someone's ash.
They use lava dust, not ashes.
Okay, just out of curiosity, where does your chinchilla buy its lava dust?
PetSmart?
I knew he would come unglued when he heard about this chinchilla.
I can't believe they can't get wet. I want to buy one and just pour a bottle of water on it see what happens.
No, you don't.
What do they do? What do they like go?
Well, we have a tribute that sort of explains all the things.
Oh,
that,
yeah,
that
we do have
the
Karen feeding it when you first
you
got
ever see the Wizard of Oz, you know, where her feet melt.
Yes.
It's kind of like that.
That's got to be online. Soaking chinchillas.
Getting a chinchilla.
Although I'll bet someone has given a chinchilla coat to someone for Christmas.
Well, yes.
Oh, yeah. And that,
Robert De Niro in Casino did that.
Oh, yeah.
Yes,
that's right.
He did.
You wouldn't want. This is the Bob and Tom Show.
Denk an den 31. Juli.
Wieso?
Last Call für deine Steuer.
Oh no, ich weiß gar nicht, wo ich anfangen soll.
Bei Wieso Steuer? Das ist wie Steuererklärung, nur ohne Stress.
Ist das einfach?
Klar, macht fast alles automatisch.
Dauert das lange?
Nö, einfach per App.
Na dann.
Hol dir jetzt dein Geld zurück mit Wieso Steuer. Bis zum 31. Juli abgeben.